It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower-carbon energy future. Well, have you ever heard of Green Step Cities? I haven't, but that's the whole point of Green Visions, is to learn new stuff. It's a free voluntary program that's helping over 130 cities throughout Minnesota achieve some sustainability goals. The program coordinator, the guy with his finger on the pulse of the whole thing, is Philip Musig, and he joins us this morning to tell us more about the program. Hey, Philip, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
So, Minnesota Green Step, who's stepping where? That's the first thing I want to know.
Well, Green Step was created as a public-private collaboration. So we have the University of Minnesota, Minnesota Extension as a partner. We have the League of Minnesota Cities, to which virtually every one of 853 cities in Minnesota belongs. And then we have three state agencies. So I work at the Assistance Division of the Pollution Control Agency. And we collaborated in total nine organizations. We collaborated in 2010 to launch a program that's really sort of, it has three parts. We're challenging cities, we're assisting cities, and we're recognizing cities to take more, really accelerate sustainability actions, providing a framework, so an optional list of 175 actions. And the stepping part is we know every city has its own culture, momentum, capacities, and timing, and we help cities take that first step, make a commitment to sort of track and report online. The Green Step Cities website allows a person to click on specific actions and see how a city has implemented those. And so cities report, they step up, they get recognized for doing more. They at steps four and five, they report, just the numbers, please. Let's see the numerical results in terms of dollars saved or greenhouse gases produced of multiple actions. And so those are the steps, one through five. And it's been an exciting 10 years. We're celebrating 10 years with Green Step.
Wow, that's fantastic. If you put me in front of a staircase and said there are 175 steps, I'd say no, thank you. But that's me and exercise. That's a little bit different. And if somebody was, going to be standing there every few steps handing me a piece of chocolate or a puppy, a little bit of reward, a little bit of acknowledgement goes a long way. I would imagine, and listeners might imagine, that there could be a difference between what large cities are able to do, perhaps with a bigger budget, more people, as opposed to small cities or little towns. What are you finding over the 10 years?
Exactly. And so we actually, the sort of the number of specific actions, we call them best practice actions, the number of actions that a small city with less capacity has to complete in order to be recognized at higher steps is fewer. So we do calibrate the challenge program for smaller cities. And we definitely have those. Although it is true, cities will say, yikes, this is kind of a long list. But, there are like 1,000 good environmental sustainability actions a person or a city could do. We have curated it down to 175. The program, because it's a voluntary a program, we modify, we change, we edit as we hear from cities so that it's not as intimidating. And we definitely, the pieces of chocolate include, for Duluth, for example, we have a AmeriCorps-funded Minnesota Green Corps program. And so we encourage our cities, and usually 10 of our Green Step cities every year, receive a full-time AmeriCorps-funded Green Corps member to work on sustainability actions. And so Duluth has a person who has just entered, oh my goodness, like 60 reports on our website of great things Duluth is doing. So, and there are other ways. We have consultant help. We have online tools for energy tracking. So you're right. It's like Green Step is like an exercise program or sort of a faith community. We're supporting cities, to work at their pace with their capacity.
I think that sounds incredible. There's the pressure. Sometimes the things that we know are good for us, or the things that we suspect we should do, you know, that word should, and then everybody kind of tightens up and gets a little bit stressed. But the idea that you can work at your own pace and with your own capacity. What I want to know is, having not had the opportunity to check out the website yet, and I certainly will also, we'll get a link set up to the website so people can take a look at it, and that'll be in our web post a little later this morning. What I'm curious about, is there a place for cities to offer commentary and feedback? So, for example, they, you know, I guess, I don't know, I'm kind of thinking small town today, and they look and they go, wow, look at this savings. Well, you know, a savings of a couple thousand a year maybe isn't much to a big city, but it's a huge big deal to us. And is there a way where they can offer their reactions, good and bad, and say, you know, maybe, wow, this is so cool, I had no idea.
Oh, yes, actually, two ways we do that. One is, as cities report what they've done, we extract, like, the best of the best, and we place it every year under our recognition tab. So we have a list of, like, notable achievements by each city. So we learn what cities are most proud of. But we also do a survey. We're just closing it. So every year we send out a survey to all of our cities. And we ask some questions like, you know, what problems are you running into? What resources do you need? Are there issues, problems with the city, with the program itself? And we've made changes as the 10 years have gone along. Because you're right, small cities, I would say the most impressive cities, large or small, are ones where you have a leader in the city council or at the mayor's office. So obviously in Duluth you have your mayor, Emily Larson. You have a leader in the staff. I would call out Alex Jackson, your energy manager in Duluth. And then you have citizen community leaders. They can be on a commission like the Duluth has an energy plan commission, a natural resource commission, with two students on the plan commission, which I think is a very good best practice. Or civic organizations could be a business organization, council of churches, could be a student group, kind of a wide range of support. And so those three parts make Green Step Cities, large or small, do more, which is what we want to see happen out there.
It's boots on the ground, and depending on your city, depends on how many boots you need, necessarily.
It does.
As you are getting ready to wrap up a year and you're getting your surveys back, can you point right off the top of your head to some of the successes that you or the cities are particularly proud of?
You know, I would say, boy, in sort of looking back over the 10 years, I would say in the last 3-4 years, we've seen a tremendous growth in number of cities that have an energy or climate plan or goals. So Duluth is one of those that has a greenhouse gas reduction goal. So 25 of our cities have climate goals. Looking at 35 of our cities, over the last 10 years, we've seen a 25% citywide greenhouse gas reductions. Green Step Cities, you know, they're among all Minnesota cities. Green Step Cities were the first to do things like prepare a sustainability plan, be the first Tree City USA or longest sort of living one. Minnesota Bird Cities, we have 4 or 5 Green Step. We have all these, you know, Be Safe Cities. Our Green Step Cities tend to be leaders because they're really intentionally, you know, challenging themselves to work on, you know, things like 100% solar for city operations, solar on closed landfills. So we have sort of a 10-year sort of outcomes impacts PDF on the front page of mngreenstep.org. So people can check that out and then click on All Cities, click on Duluth, and read about what you want to read about. And then if you're not in a Green Step, for your listeners, not in a Green Step city or in a Green Step city, you know, talk to neighbors, talk to your favorite city council member, city staff person, and see how our cities can, how you can help accelerate actions that aim to save money, improve the environment, and improve quality of life.
You know, one of the words that you just spoke seemed to me to be key to this, and that's the idea of being intentional. We talked with a gentleman who does a lot of work with city planning, and it seems as though a lot of the processes that are in place have just kind of always been there, and everybody just kind of goes, you know, through the motions, and this is the framework that they're used to working within, and not a lot of thought goes in, you know, maybe down the line, or you don't pull back and take a look at the big picture and reevaluate every so often. Is this, it sounds like this idea of being really intentional about this particular project can maybe spread into other areas of a community and kind of give a community members a doorway they can walk through to say, hey, we'd like to be better at fill in the blank.
It truly, GreenStep, we do view it as a doorway, a framework, a path that, I mean, we, GreenStep, the GreenStep program here based in St. Paul, and we have regional staff around the state, you know, we sort of set the table, and then it's for cities and those sort of innovators, motivators, people in cities, it's for them to sort of work with the culture and the history of a city, and it's really about accelerating action. Because we know cities, I mean, we know things like, for example, city purchases of hybrid vehicles, electric vehicles, putting in electric chargers. You know, we know the market is moving that way. We want to accelerate those changes, and a person, really any person in a city can, because cities are there forever. The city government is there for us to work with it, nudge it, assist it, celebrate it, and GreenStep is a program that people can, sort of click into. It's a framework and supported by the state of Minnesota and League of Minnesota Cities and other entities like the university.
Philip, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk to us about the program. And as I mentioned, we'll get a link set up to the GreenStep Cities webpage so you can check out all the cool stuff that we've been talking about this morning. Philip, thanks again. It was great to talk with you.
Hey, most appreciate it, Lisa. Take care and enjoy a sunny day.
I'm certainly going to try.
Sunny down here. Okay.
Thanks, Philip.
Yeah.
Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.